Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the Post Rescue Nation. Brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, Nebraska's going to play football this year. Oh, I'm not breaking news with that. Okay. All right. As we all know, we got kind of a murderer's row schedule. We start off week one with the Cleveland Browns, followed by the Green Bay Packers, and then in week three, we're going to take on the Avengers. Okay, that's kind of how Nebraska's football schedule unloads this year. Hey, I say it's a great opportunity. It's a great challenge, and it's a great opportunity. I've talked about the schedule in previous shows. If you missed that, go back and check those shows out. They're all awesome, as I say with great humility. But today, I'm going to give you two players, and it's going to take some improvement from the entire team. But I see more than two players. But I'm going to give you the two players who stand out to me the most, that if they have great improvement this season, the two players who could have a great impact on whether the Huskers have success this year or not. Now, I'm going to blow your mind off. I mean, you're not going to see this first one. I'm telling you, you have no idea. You could not possibly guess who the first one's going to be. It is Adrian Martinez, or who I still think. I'm kind of alone on this island, you know, after the Iowa game. There needs to be a quarterback battle. Now nobody's talking about it. And if Adrian Martinez is the starting quarterback, who it seems to be, so be it. If it's Luke McCaffrey, somebody else. I just want whoever the starting quarterback is to earn it. It's nothing personal. I want what's best for the team, and I want that position to be earned by whoever it is. It looks like it'll be Adrian Martinez, so that's who I'm going to talk about the most. But everybody should get a shot. So if Adrian Martinez has marked improvement, obviously, he's at the quarterback position, right behind defensive end, the most important position on the entire team. Obviously, will have a gigantic impact on the offense, thus the entire team. I'm not going to dwell on his stats. We all know it dropped off in year two versus year one. I mean, just briefly, 2018, his completion percentage was 64.6. Last year, 59.4. His passing yards 2 years ago were 2,617. A year ago, 1,956. He had more INTs in 2019 than he did in 2018. Seven fewer touchdowns last year than his freshman season. We get all that. His rushing stats are actually fairly similar. But the quarterback position, whoever that starting quarterback is, probably Adrian Martinez. I'm cool with that as long as he earns it. That is going to have a huge impact on the Huskers this year. Now, in all fairness, it's not all on his shoulders, and that's absolutely not what I'm saying. Like I said, there's multiple players I could have had on this list. Dedrick Mills, I expect to have a big year this year. He took that starting job. He took it the bull by the horns, so to speak, at the end of last season. I expect him to have a big year, and that whole offensive line's got to step up. And my expectations for that talented, experienced O-line are fairly high. I may do a show on them here in the future. On defense, Caleb Tanner. Okay, the Huskers have not gotten after the quarterback very well at all the past 5 years. Okay, 2015, 24 sacks. 2016, 26 sacks. 2017, 14 sacks. 2018, 25 sacks. And seven of those came in the first game of the year, Scott Frost's first game versus Colorado. 2019, a year ago, 27 sacks, which is the most they've ever had. And that's the most the last 5 years. Now, I should say, not ever, but the last 5 years. Ohio State, just as an example, hey, I know we're not Ohio State. I know we're a long ways from there, but aren't we trying to be Ohio State? Okay, are we trying to eventually get there? You got to start somewhere, and that's where we're at. They had 54 sacks last year. And I know Chase Young had 16 and a half, but we're aspiring to get players like that. We're aspiring to get results like that. And the biggest thing a defense can do is get after the quarterback, because if he ain't got time to throw, I mean, I'm not saying DBs aren't important, but it's all about the D-line, baby. All right, here's one other thing that may not excite us, Husker Nation. If you take our 2 years over the past 5 years where we had the most sacks and combine them together, which is 2016, 2019, 26 and 27 sacks, that's 53. That's still less than Ohio State had last year. My point is we need great improvement. And Caleb Tanner, I'm not saying Caleb Tanner is Chase Young, but I'm also not saying he's not. Here's what I'm saying. Caleb Tanner has great ability. It's time to let loose and see what happens. Also, keep an eye on JoJo Doman. He played safety his first 3 years at Nebraska, outside linebacker a lot more last year. He's dangerous on the edge. The number one thing we have to do on defense is get after the quarterback. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.